Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The Fed raised interest rates a quarter point today with a signal from Washington that interest rates could be raised three times during the year ahead. It's a cruel blow for anyone shopping for a home, perhaps. Good news, I guess, if you're hoping for better deposit interest yields from the bank. Derek Overstreet from the New Millennium Group joins us live now in the studio. So let's talk about Utah's red-hot real estate market. Will this interest rate hike kill the home buying market, or at least put the brakes on?
I don't think it'll put the brakes on. I don't think it'll kill it. I would tell you that my belief is that this 0.25% has already been baked in. They've been planning on doing this. This is the first rate increase since 2006. And, you know, the good news of the rate increase is that if you're a retiree, if you've been living on a fixed income, you're going to see higher deposit rates. You've been getting 0.0 on your savings. Remember, when you'd get 4 and 5% in a CD, rates are going to go up. I believe we'll have a complete 1% rate hike. So what it means to you if you're a younger borrower...
You mean over the course of the coming year?
Yes, yes. So what it means to you when you say, what does it mean? If you're younger and you're borrowing money, I would refinance now. I would borrow money sooner rather than later. If you're a depositor and you want to get a return on your money, I wouldn't be so jacked up and excited about buying the first 5% your five-year CD and locking you in at a lower rate, because I think rates are on the move up. I'll tell you one specific thing. Now, as an advisor, do not go out and buy this stock, but a 1% interest rate increase is $5 billion a quarter in profit to Bank of America alone.
I knew it was going to be a bank somehow.
Yeah.
Derek Overstreet from the New Millennium Group joining us live on KSL News Radio. Thanks so much.